Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Pure Soul Alchemy. I'm Gabriela Espinosa, and I'll be taking us through a psychic surgery treatment for the next 30 minutes. So please find a place where you can relax and rest and close your eyes while you're receiving this treatment. Pure Soul Alchemy is a transmission of channeled shamanic operations and procedures through my perception and vocalization of what I perceive in the inner energetic grid. We are allowing these technologies to come into our physical reality and enact change on our behalf. So allow your mind to relax and try not to focus too much on the words and phrases that are going to be coming through. Try not to go into interpretation or how does this apply to my life. Just relax and receive the session. Basically, turn off your brain. You can notice any attempts by your mind to try to hold on to these words and phrases, and then just simply let go into the healing transmission of what's being said. And if you find that's a little difficult, you can just go into some breath awareness and just do the best you can. Sometimes it's good for people to not listen, and then for other people, it's very helpful. So, you know, use your best judgment and play with it. And if you fall asleep, that's really great. So it's quite helpful if you can play this session repeatedly. That way you'll deepen the healing effects. This session is a boost for those times when we find ourselves in a cycle of tension, stress, or conflict. Stress and tension patterns can render us incapacitated and can wreak havoc in our bodies, our minds, and even in our relationships. The processes that are going to be coming next will help to address where we give our power away to these internal patterns, internal stress reaction patterns, and also to external stress-inducing influences. So before listening to the session, connect with the situations in your life where you feel you lose your peace and your equilibrium to these stress and tension configurations. And bring these to the forefront of your attention as you receive these alchemy applications. So now go ahead and lay down, relax, close your eyes, get comfortable. Take a few deep, slow breaths. As you are deeply breathing, feeling deeply into your body, noticing any tension, pain, sensations, just noticing. And envision your breathing reaching these areas, bringing life force and vitality to all of these areas, whether you perceive them or you don't perceive them. And allow this breathing awareness to continue as we go through our session. We're going to begin by connecting with our divine physical and non-physical intelligence to align completely with our own core essence. Aligning with the fundamental and essential aspects of ourselves. Aligning with the earth, the sun, the moon, with our own mother, father, God, self. With our own inherent creator self and our right placement in the universe. The purest healing source within us is our own deepest aspect. We agree to serve as our own healing agent and to serve from and as our own ultimate inner counsel, the all that I am. We now invoke, welcome, and receive our beloved Mother and Father God to exact their loving, divine, blessed grace directly into our healing proceedings today. So just FYI, I do a lot of deep breathing to help move the processes along. So that's going to be happening a lot, I foresee, in this session. Apparently, I need it. All right. Healing point number one, implement a healing for the pattern of relegating our advancement fears to the background. This is to the background of our awareness, which leaves them unacknowledged and undealt with. So these are our advancement fears of advancement, those fears that pop up and superimpose over our advancement. Great. So we're gonna just do a clearing on those fears, even though since these are unconscious, we don't know what they are. That's okay. We're gonna clear for them anyway, and we're clearing that hidden pattern of the hiding, of hiding them or not looking at them, that we all do. Great, and initiating the intention for real positive affirmation to come forward instead. So bolstering our confidence, our sense of, I can do this, I can look at this. Because that's what's going to release the fears, and then that's also what's going to help us move forward in our advancement, our awakening, our evolution. Great, we're just going to hang out there. There's a lot of heart terror, tremors, something like that, that we're addressing right now. Great. And so welcoming the sensation, welcoming the burn, as I like to call it, the physicality sensations that happen when we allow certain energies to come into our awareness, where we make contact with them. Right, initiating the application of divine assistance for resolution and healing sequences. Saying a big yes to this divine assistance for resolution and the initiation of these healing sequences. Still clearing a lot of fear. Fear is usually what's underneath anger, stress, tension, worry. So it's good. We're just jumping right into the fear. We are super achievers. Overview, rehabilitation. Healing ungrounded terror. And we want to initiate a tension replacement with truth, authenticity, and support, whether it's support that we give to ourselves or support that's coming to us from our higher guidance, our spirit helpers, or from people or angels in the bodies of human bodies, animal, plant, mineral kingdom, etc. Restoring spatial confidence, restoring spatial confidence. Releasing areas of internalized discretion, internalized discreditation, where we discredit ourselves. So releasing areas of internalized discreditation, releasing constriction, releasing stored up apathy. Releasing disparity vision, or disparity perception. Releasing illegitimacy. And releasing tied up angst. And there's something with that where we feel helpless, that's not quite the word, powerless, paralyzed and powerless. as we are releasing this angst. Mental plane reverberations, doing a healing recovery from that. Great, releasing the consciousness of worry. Releasing the consciousness of worry, tied in effect. All right, releasing the consciousness of right, wrong perception. Right versus wrong orientation. Black or white vision, I believe that's what that's about. Releasing the perception of threat. Perception of threat sequences. And being able to hold strong, stand strong in ourself, in our groundedness, in our safety, in our security. As we deflect and, you know, do our what is it, the Tai Chi or Kung Fu, where you know, whatever force is coming at us, we steer it away. Great. Restoring fruitful industry and success orientations. Fruitful industry where we are engaged, actively engaged. We are industrious and it is fruitful. Our industry bears fruit. It bears profit. Let's put that in there. And restoration of success orientations. Releasing heavy-handed debilitations. Great. So all that's going to continue. And we're going to move along into healing point number two. Breaking away, divorcing ourselves from the vehicles of mass transmission of tension and conflict entrainments. I'm burping, so this is good. I know it's good. I know good stuff is happening when I start burping. Breaking away, divorcing ourselves from the vehicles of mass transmission of tension, conflict, and entrainment. This can include anything. This can include social media, television, the news, people, negative people, music, movies, programs. They don't call it programming for nothing. Great. And gaining the strength and the perseverance and the dedication to commit to taking in only that which is in our best and highest good. If something is bringing us down or implanting some fear or propaganda into our systems, we say no and shut it off. Hang with that for a little bit longer. Restoring strength, dedication, optimal operation sequencing, profitability, contract implementation. And that's in the positive sense. All right. Disabling and deleting hidden energetic technologies that are responsible for the induction of insecurity, fear, stress, lack, scarcity, anger, tension, rage, conflict, loss of identity, worry, and on and on and on. So disabling and deleting hidden energetic technologies that are responsible for the induction of all of these things. Mental space and somatic body temple release. and positive and health-filled reorganization. I want to clear fear of abandonment, fear of being cut off. That's not true. There are many viable sources of connection and information, of honest and truthful information. We won't be cut off. We won't be an island if we interrupt and remove these vehicles that take us down. I'm doing a lot of breathing. Apologize. It's moving stuff out. Great. And mental plane resuscitation, discernment, discrimination, resuscitation. Being a gatekeeper for ourselves. Great. And shock removal, restoration, repair of our innate flow, and removing any suppression or obstruction devices that interfere. Restoration of our innate flow, of our innate wisdom. Restoration of full contact with our inherent, our true value structure, our true values, not values that have been dictated to us from, you know, some of these sources that have negative, nefarious agendas. So connecting, restoring full contact, connection with our inherent, our true value system, what we truly believe, what our soul really, truly is about. And once again, upping the grade of our discernment, discrimination capacity. Great. And once again, releasing any suppression or obstruction devices that interfere with our full connection with our true value system. Restoration of the awareness, the knowing that there is plenty, that there is safety, and removing the falsehoods that say that we are continuously, constantly, perpetually under threat. Great. We want to cut, sever, release, remove any cords, ties, attachments, unconscious attachments to fear-mongering vehicles, structures, seen and unseen, known and unknown, releasing falsehoods and gross negative manipulations that have been strategically implanted into our personal and collective energetic grids. Great, and let's go ahead and do a restoration process for our personal energetic grid. And claiming full sovereignty and ownership and guardianship and being the protector of our personal energetic grid. Doing some heart cleansing. Great. Healing point number three, releasing and removing entity pathways. Releasing and removing entity pathways and releasing rigid responses set in place there. So doing a deconstruction there. Removing any personal affiliation with anger and fear-mongering entity attachments. I'm going to keep the processes going. I just have to let my cat out. So releasing, removing entity pathways and removing any personal affiliation we may have with anger and fear-mongering type of entity attachments and their human agents. Sometimes entity attachments will, take over individuals. It doesn't make them bad. It just makes them unaware. It makes them, asleep. They don't know what they're doing. And we can wake them up or not and just walk away. Whatever feels right for us in the moment. All right, giving yourself full permission to walk away from bait and hook scenarios where it appears we have no choice but to engage in battle or engage in situations that are self-harming, are harming to us, our person, our psyche, our heart, our energy field. So giving ourselves full permission to walk away, to disengage, to unhook, not buy into any manipulation, any charismatic manipulation, and just saying no. Great, we're doing some heart repair, some heavy-duty heart repair. Releasing the posture of fear inductions into fight or flight, oppositional frames, and discordant engagement with the past. Releasing the posture of fear inductions into fight or flight, oppositional frames, and discordant engagement with the past. Great. We really want to bring in a process here for upping our game, upping our skills in terms of seeing the difference. Oh, wow, this thing I'm feeling, oh, my heart is racing. That's from the past. That's from a situation, a trauma or a wound from the past. That's not happening here and now. Or not to the degree that it appears due to the past trauma. Great, so really heightening our discernment, our ability to see through it and then choose not to believe it and not to let it impact our and take over or hijack our nervous system. Great, and a passion restoration process. Point number 4, initiating a new paradigm for internal conflict resolution strategies and their implementation. Upgrading awareness of our internal resources and tools to cut off stress, tension, and conflict at the path, nip it in the bud before it can even take us for a ride. Before they can even have a chance to play out. Great. And let's do a healing and a recovery for our stress, conditioned stress, neurological pathways. Nervous system repair. And once again, engaging the tools that you have in the moment, the increasing capacity to engage the tools that you have in the moment to circumvent fear, tension, anger, conflict, stress, breath, stopping and breathing. I'm just going to name a few little things that work for me, but everybody has their own toolbox. Great, mental pattern interrupt techniques, like change your mind or drop that thought, the little things you can say to yourself that'll interrupt the pattern, the stress and conflict pattern. disabling, antagonistic internal and external interpretations and responses. Great, interpretation repair and upping the our ability to drop that perspective if it's harming us and be open to better or more appropriate or more correct and true perspectives in the moment. Great, and establishing ease and efficiency, effectiveness in doing so. Rehabilitation for the nervous system and biochemical system to step down hypertension reactivity. All right, we're going to go ahead into our alchemy declarations and just visualize yourself making these declarations and aligning with them. I claim full sovereignty over my perception. I recognize that I am solely responsible for ensuring my peace and my joy. I remove the veils of any dystopian ruse. I choose an orientation and position of openness. And I fully let go of the false perceptions of the need to fight or flight. I choose peace and truth and tranquility instead. I restore a supreme willingness to welcome new profound possibilities for my consciousness to expand beyond the former parameters I've previously held. I am 100% online for the instant transformation to my correct personal power emergence. And it is so. Thank you so much for tuning into Pure Soul Alchemy. If you found this session helpful, please click the like, subscribe buttons, and the little bell so you'll be alerted about new upcoming sessions. I highly recommend that you listen to this session repeatedly. And this will deepen the effects of the healing that you received. To schedule an individual Pure Soul Alchemy session or for more information, please visit www.puresoulalchemy.com. Thank you so much and have a wonderful day.